Psalm 112, verses 6 through 10. That's our passage as we continue this psalm and continue our journey through the Psalms. Surely, the psalmist writes, the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure, and they will have no fear. And in the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be lifted high in honor. The wicked will see and be vexed. They will gnash their teeth and waste away. The longings of the wicked will come to nothing. So I was in a hospital room when the doctor arrived. The previous day's surgery revealed cancer. The doctor told my dad that the cancer was advanced and there was nothing that could be done. A nurse accompanied the doctor to give my dad a sedative after the news, but he didn't need it. He remained steadfast. Many challenges followed that day until my dad went to be with the Lord 5 months later. I am sure my dad had questions of why and sadness of leaving those he loved. I know some days the pain was unbearable for him. No doubt, there were times of doubt and fear. But through it all, I watched my dad die the way he had lived, trusting in the Lord. The challenges of life, man, they can hit us hard. Uncertainty is the only certainty. Uncertainty is the only certainty. A doctor's visit tomorrow, a phone call this afternoon, that can change everything. The true believer is not immune from fear or doubt or dread or discouragement. We feel pain and we grieve, but we don't grieve like those who have no hope. We know with certainty that the end will be triumphant over the final enemy. In Christ, death has been defeated. He leads us to victory from this life, through death, and into eternity. Father, thank you for the steadfastness I have in Jesus. Thank you for the certain truth that one day I will pass from death to eternal life. Thank you for sending Jesus to blaze the path for me. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.